That is too. That's what am I trying to think about down in Mississippi and all down there? They have so much of it. Lowland.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Lowland. Mm-hmm. And do you have any special name for, say, low-lying grassland? It's good for nothing but maybe grazing. Any name for that?
No, not that I would know of. Mm-hmm.
And what about land that has water standing on it most of the time?
Well, that would be a sort of a slough or something like that.
Mm-hmm, yes, ma'am. And let's see. What about some of the different kinds of soil that you have around here? You mentioned yesterday the mm-hmm. soil and
well, they call that old crawfish land out there. It's of white, horrible sand that it just hardens like concrete. And people who build on that sometimes come out and after a rain and find their steps are pulled away from the house. A lot of them out in Cloverdale do. They'll be this far from the house. The soil shrinks, you know, when it dries. Mm-hmm. And I had some friends lived on Arlington mm-hmm. Road. They used to live up here. He's a lawyer here, Bob Stewart. Mm-hmm. His mother lived on Arlington Road, and they just tried once. They saw this hole in the near the steps there, and they put the hose in there and left it on all night, and it never did fill up or anything.
It dawned on me after I talked to you yesterday when you talked about the land over there.
Uh-huh.
My granddaddy has about 2 acres out there in Chisholm where he lives.
Uh-huh.
And First National Bank offered to buy just about a fourth of that land. They were going to give him $50,000 and move his house.
Uh-huh.
And he wouldn't do it. And I asked him why. And he says because the land was good there.
Good. And you get a foundation. This other thing, mm-hmm. Shakes is not a firm foundation. Yeah. This is clay soil out this way, clay and sand, and you can get a good base on this. And Dr. Buchanan, who was in later life when he was interested in real estate, built several houses out here, and he bought a house on LeBron, a lot rather, and they had to go so far down to try to get a base, a foundation for it. And when he went out there and saw the way that thing was shifting around, he sold it just with the foundation like it was. He wouldn't build a house out there.
You mentioned the land is part clay and part sand. Is there any special name for that?
No, I don't know whether that's loam or not. I don't know whether
you
call it loam.
Soil. That's what I've always called loam.
But clay is the predominating soil out this way. It's clay soil.
Mm-hmm.
And well, your grandfather's soil is dark out there,
yeah,
isn't it? That's good land. That's kind of rural land.
He grows, has that garden, that big garden, about,
mm-hmm.
I guess, nearly an acre.
Got a lot of topsoil.
Oh.
This house where I live and where this development is, years ago, our doctor was Dr. Wood, and he was the nephew of Dr. LeGrand, and they had a beautiful old mansion right over here over the railroad. And this was their cantaloupe patch where our ass is. And our doctor told us that when he first came from Texas as a young doctor and practiced in Montgomery, that was his uncle's place was this. He laughed and told us about it after we moved out here. Said they had the best cantaloupes raised right on this land.
That's odd. I think out there in Chisholm, they grew a lot of cotton, of course.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And, well, they had good gardens out there, too. You all weren't living there when the who built over across the street, the house that Mr. Hugh White was president of the Public Service Commission built later in life. Mr. was a photographer, and he built a house on that main street out there. As you go in from Ripley Street, you know how you go?
Mm-hmm.